Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Care rarely addressed in this city, yet human trafficking occurs. And a critical time to spot and stop human trafficking, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is trying to get the word out. Erica Reed is the acting section chief at the Center for Countering Human Trafficking. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I think you understand and know what I mean when I say it's not a subject people want to talk about. They say it's not happening here, is it?
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. I think that is one of the myths that we always want to put out there and dispel, is that human trafficking happens across the country, across the world. So we want to make sure people understand that human trafficking doesn't have a particular place, or it's the crime that's happening in just one particular area.
And one of the concerns, and this coming from the Department of Homeland Security, is kids back in school, parents, teachers, coaches, other adults who work closely with kids. What are some of the warning signs that we all should be looking for?
Some of the indicators that I can provide today are, for example, bruising. And I'm not talking about those kids that play sports or anything like that, but you notice that there are new bruisings on them, or maybe they have a new tattoo, and it's not a coming-of-age tattoo or a best friend tattoo, but you see, like, matching tattoos, and sometimes traffickers can use that to identify what they consider as their property. Some other ones could be recent change in behavior. Maybe they're a little bit more secretive, and not like a teenager, but a little bit more secretive in a different way. Maybe their grades have changed. Those are just some things to look out for. Maybe they were outgoing at one point, and they're not as outgoing now. Some of the other indicators that we kind of dismiss are large amounts of money or expensive items. Those also can be indicators of human trafficking as well.
So a parent might ask, boy, that's hard to separate from some of the process of going through preteen years. And, you know, it's hard to sort what's normal transition and what's not.
That is true. I think when it comes to human trafficking and it comes to the indicators, usually, if you see one indicator, you're going to start to see multiple ones as well.
And when you say trafficking, if somebody, I think a lot of people think kidnapping, but that's the end result in some cases. But how are they being groomed otherwise?
Well, what we do is when we go out and we dispel those myths about what human trafficking is. So I had the opportunity to go to a high school and I asked the same question of what is human trafficking? And they say creepy white van, which of course, is kidnapping. And so we were able to dispel the myth with the young people to say that trafficking doesn't have to be kidnapping. You can be trafficked by someone you know. You can be trafficked by a parent, by other peers as well. And we've heard cases where younger people were trafficked and they went home every day. So we want to dispel the myth that it has to be only a stranger to be the trafficker.
That actually is, for many people, I'm sure, more alarming to hear.
Yeah. Some other myths are that it's only an adult male and the victim is a person that's a younger woman. We know that there are men and boys who are trafficked as well. And some of the culprits can be anybody.
How can communities or schools bring this awareness to the students, too? I mean, you should talk to your kids about it, right? What do you tell them?
Absolutely. First thing first is, I think parents and even adults working with youth, they should learn the signs. They can go to our website at dhs.gov/bluecampaign and learn about human trafficking, dispel some of those myths, and we have free materials that they can also share with their schools. Post some of our posters up. Everything we have is free. We also do free trainings as well for parents, guardians, adults working with youth, and even our younger people as well. And then know how to report it. They can go to our website and learn how to report possible cases of human trafficking too.
Erica, before you go, what kind of approaches would be common for traffickers when reaching out to school-age children?
Here's a few I can give you. I would say fake job offers. I always tell children if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Violence. We know violence is one. We hear about it a lot in Hollywood when they're, you know, promoting movies. That's one tactic. Manipulation, psychological manipulation is another one. And then some of the ones that we dismiss is peer-to-peer recruitment. A lot of times those that are victimized by the crime are charged or made to also recruit others to be victimized as well. Online, they can meet them online. I think any place that you can communicate is another space for a trafficker to be. And then also we have to think, when we think about online, we have to think about gaming. Gaming sites as well. Those are also other spots where traffickers target.
A lot of important information, and for parents, stay in tune with the kids. Erica, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Erica Reed is the acting section chief, the Center for Countering Human Trafficking with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.